The Royal Scottish Pipe Band Association Northern Ireland is coming to Belfast with a remarkable remake of the landmark 1987 Live in Ireland Pipe Band concert. The celebratory performance will see many of the original 78th Fraser Highlanders Pipe Band members take to the stage, with piping and drumming guest stars from around the globe. But before I talk to Megan Lyons, let's have a quick listen at what you can expect. That, of course, is Journey to Skye. Megan, you are very, very welcome. You're from the, it's a heck of a title, the Royal Scottish Pipe Band Association Northern Ireland. And I'm delighted to welcome you. This is, that just gets the blood going, doesn't it?
Doesn't it? Thank you, Pamela. I'm delighted to be here.
And obviously from your accent, you're a good Scot yourself.
Yes, very, very strong Scot by way of Canada for about 150 years, I think.
Well, tell me about this concert.
This concert is happening at the Belfast Waterfront on Saturday the 25th of February, and it is a one night only celebration of the landmark 1987 Live in Ireland concert that happened in Ballymena on the 12th of August 1987. And it very quickly after that concert was recorded live, it went on to become the best selling pipe band album of all time. It still holds that record to this day.
And when that concert was happening, I mean, was that something that everybody just thought, this is going to be just enormous?
I think at the time, and I've spoken to quite a few people from the Graham Memorial Pipe Band who actually just decided one night at band practice, let's invite these guys over and see if we can make this happen. I mean, the band was coming from Canada and they knew they were good. Most people knew who the 78th Fraser Highlanders were at the time. They had done very well at the World Pipe Band Championships for the past few previous years. And they didn't know, you know, if they were going to be able to make this concert happen, but they did. And I think from what I hear from everyone who was in attendance that night, they were kind of blown away by what they heard.
And just what made that band so special?
They were, they were the first non-Scottish pipe band to win the Worlds. They actually won the World Pipe Band Championships 3 days after they played at that concert. They were a group of guys who had gotten together, and it was just unheard of, really, for a non-UK pipe band to do that well on a global level before. And they just kept coming back year after year, getting slowly higher and higher in the rankings in the world. And they, because they had quite a few members of the band at that time who were also composers and who loved Irish music, they made the Irish style of playing, particularly jigs and horned pipes, a part of what they played all the time. So they kind of introduced or really pushed a new way of playing traditional pipe band music.
Because we hear that, obviously, it's called pipe band music, but the drums are such an integral part of it. And also, it's the electronic drums that was in that little snippet there as well. So it's constantly evolving.
Yes, absolutely. And that Journey to Skye was the first time a bagpipe suite had been played publicly. So traditionally, you would have a lot of march strass bays and reels, or medleys of jigs, hornpipes, strass bays, reels, marches, that type of thing. But this Journey to Skye was kind of, you know, left the audience with their jaws hanging open. They had never heard anything like that before. And it is, everyone who plays bagpipes knows what Journey to Skye is. And that was a clip from the band actually playing it on stage in Glasgow last year. Now, they kind of did a performance as part of Celtic Connections, and they're now bringing it back to Belfast as the proper 30th anniversary celebration of its rightful home. In its rightful home.
Because it really does seem to have captured the imagination, pipe bands. And we sort of assume that everything that's played is traditional, that it's been around for centuries. But as you say, there are composers out there constantly coming up with these amazing pieces of work.
Very, very much so. And I think, I mean, I hope that we see more of that happening in the future, that pipe band or bagpipers who are composers continue to kind of push the barriers or push the boundaries as to what we would expect to hear at performances for concerts. And we're hearing it more and more. certainly on the competitive side of things, it is still very traditional, but we'll see how that goes. Hopefully it evolves as the years go on.
And it is wonderful the success that the likes of the Field Marshal Montgomerys have had, and so many other bands and individuals in Northern Ireland, that they're doing, that they are helping then promote it to others as well.
Oh, fantastic. Northern Ireland is the place to be on the planet if you want to hear the best pipe bands in the world. And I mean, I'm Canadian.
And that's why you live in Northern Ireland.
And this is why I live in Northern Ireland. And we are very lucky actually to have Pipe Major Richard Parks, MBE, as one of the guest stars. He is the Pipe Major of Field Marshal Montgomery, who are currently the World Pipe Band Champions. And Richard is one of our guest stars who will be on stage on the 25th. And we also have Pipe Major Terry Tully and lead drummer Stephen Crichton, and also the current Pipe Major Alan Tully from the St. Lawrence O'Toole Pipe Band out of Dublin, also appearing as guest stars. So we just are chock full of homegrown talent, as well as talent from around the globe.
I was down in Craigavon just before Christmas at a celebration of a rural community that had been going for 25 years. And they it was cross-community. They'd just invested in little simple things like putting a bridge across a small bit of the river so that they could get across and talk to their neighbours. And the pipe bands that they had from the area that were just performing in the room, it was phenomenal. And these little totes, tiny wee kids playing these big drums. And it's fantastic to see the youth coming through playing as well.
It is absolutely fantastic, and part of what we're trying to do to promote that here in Northern Ireland with the show is we're running a Young Pipers and Drummers contest, and any piper who plays in a grade 3A, 2 or grade 1 band who's under the age of 18 can apply. There's still time. Send us your name. The details are on the RSPBANI website, but if you get your name to us by Thursday, you will be considered as for part of the contest, for part of the draw to appear live on stage on the 25th with the band.
Wow. So it's just the RSPBANI, that's the website?
Yes, rspbani.org.
Fantastic. And the concert's in the Waterfront Hall, 8 o'clock on the 25th of February. I'm sure tickets have pretty much gone, or are still a few available.
There are a few available, though they are now selling fast. They are going very quickly. So if you'd like to get yours, do not delay.
And as I say, I'm always last to know these things, but you're telling me you're going to be on UTV Life, 8 o'clock next, not this Friday, but the following Friday.
That's right. We have three bagpipers from the show, Sean McEwen, Ian K. McDonald and Stuart Little, appearing to do a musical number for you, as well as the pipe major himself, Bill Livingston, will be there to give you an insider's view on the show.
Well, I am beyond excited about that, because we had some of the Field Marshal Montgomerys in a couple of months ago, and they just went down an absolute storm with the viewers as well. So it's tremendous to hear. And every time you hear it, do you still get the hackles in the back of your neck?
I absolutely do. I mean, I grew up, the part of Canada that I grew up in would have the North American Pipe Band Championships in our tiny wee town. And bagpipes have just been something that have been there since birth, really. And I play myself, and even though I play, every time you hear a good band and you hear music like Journey to Sky, just the hairs on the back of your neck stand up.
Well, Megan, it's an absolute pleasure to talk to you, and we really look forward to the concert. It's 25th of February in the Waterfront Hall, and I look forward to seeing you on UTV Live.
Thank you, Pamela.
Oh, can't stop, in a hurry.
Hey, what's the rush?
Vauxhall 2017 New Year offers.
What do you mean?
New Corsa, Astra and Mokka, 0% interest from 149 per month and 149 deposit.
What's the catch?
No catch. The Vauxhall boss needs to sell lots of cars.
Wow, must be the best offer out there.
Yep.